Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to all of you to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Today we would like to recognize especially the young ladies of the Feria de las Flores who are here. They're training for to be future leaders in our community. Also a word of welcome to our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, internet, or radio. We gather here each and every week to give thanks and praise to God, to listen to His words of wisdom. In today's readings, we hear that God, we know, is infinitely patient and kind with us, even with all our failings. May we go forth from this church to do the same for each other. For the times that we have failed to be generous and kind, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Christ have mercy.
Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made in fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God besides you who have the care of all, that you need show you have not unjustly condemned. For your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved, and in those who know you, you rebuke temerity. But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us, for power, whenever you will, attends you. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind, and you gave your children good ground for hope that you would permit repentance for their sins. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings, and the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because He intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour till the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. In the field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord.
Lord, did you not sow good seeds? Then where are the weeds come from? Do you want us to pull them up? In our lack of patience, oftentimes we are tempted to be like the servants in today's gospel who wanted to correct things right away. They, like us, want to have order, have to have things neat and clean and nice. We want to have things set right immediately. Do you want us to pull the weeds right now? Oftentimes, in our hurried ways of wanting to make things right, we tend to take over other people's responsibility. I've been accused of being a neat freak. Actually, I'm not. I'm just like to have things where I can find them. And as you know, at the cathedral, we have a lot of hands touching different things in the church. Even now, 4 years later, I still don't know most of the things are. Although I put them somewhere and then people moved them. And then when people can't find them, they ask me, Father, where certain things are? I said, I don't know. And then they looked at me and said, you're supposed to know everything. And I don't. And so we sometimes, in our ways of wanting things to be right, we take over responsibility of other people sometimes, including God. Take, for example, we live in South Texas, and outside it's going to be in the hundreds. The heat index is hot. And we thought to ourselves, now, if we were God, we would do it differently. We will take 20 degrees off during the winter season, which is not much, make it in the 60 or 70 all the time during the winter, and then average it into the summer months. So it'll be just in the 80s. It'll be perfect all year round. 70 in the winter, 80s in the summer, it'll be perfect, right? That would be nice. It'll be like San Diego, California. Or take, for example, the rain. We live in semi-desert country here, and it doesn't rain much, and when it does rain, it pours, and then it just runs off, as though it's never rained. So if we were God, we would like to have it rained every week for a quarter to half an inch. That's it. Rain overnight, so that way it won't interfere with our working or going to mass. And it will be perfectly green all year round. And so we think we would do that. In that area, perhaps we think that we can do better than God. We also live in a culture where, a community where there's the population's increasing. And there's a lot of fear for bad people. We would like to have only good people live in our neighborhood. The bad people, they can live elsewhere, or perhaps isolated themselves on an island. That would be nice and safe for us. Little that we know that even good people do bad things too. And not just reserved to bad people who are doing bad things. And so if we do that, then we would not be living in the good neighborhood either. We might be isolated and living among with the bad people as well. Concerning the church, we have people who only want good, holy people in the church. The sinners need not apply. Church only going to be filled with good people, holy people. If that is the case, then in this church will be very small, perhaps just a few individuals. And if there are a few there, they probably lie to themselves too. And so for a church who only admit holy people, good people, it's like a hospital who only admits healthy people. As you know that healthy people do not need the hospital. Sick people do. And so for the church, for to be a member of this church, the one requirement that you have to have on the resume is that you be sinners. If you are not sinners, then you shouldn't be in this church. So that's why when sometimes people are surprised that there are bad things done in the church, I said, what do you expect from a pack of sinners? If the church is filled with sinners, then that's what sometimes happens. But it doesn't mean that we remain where we are. We don't remain sinners. We are sinners, but on the road to salvation, to be saved by God. And so each and every day we try to become better. And so when the servants came to Jesus and said, do you want for us to pull the weeds now? The response from the master is very important. He said, no, I want you to leave the weeds to grow along with the wheat until harvest time. And that's when the wheat will be bound up and thrown into the fire, where the wheat will be gathered into the barn. What God is actually saying is that God is infinitely patient with us. He's waiting for us to change. The weeds and the wheats are actually within each of us. We, as we live our faith, we're slowly trying to rid of the weeds in our life, so that way the wheat in us might grow strong and produce the plentiful fruits for God. Now, it's easier said than done about being patient and kind. As in the first reading, the author reminds us is that only just people can be kind. And so kindness comes from people who are just, who are good. And so it's easier said than done, because as you know about patience, the more you ask for, the more you need. Or we have another saying is that easier preach than lived. And it's especially true for us priests. We preach a good sermon, but to live it is very difficult for us. Case in point, there was a priest who walked into a restaurant one day, taking refuge from the very hot weather outside, and he was sitting at the counter. And on the counter is just him, and there was another man who was a truck driver. He's sitting there for about 5 minutes. Nobody came by to even ask him to take order or water. So he sat there fuming already, but he was only soothed by the fact that the truck driver was also being ignored. And so about 5 minutes into it, the priest looked at the truck driver and said, maybe this counter is off limit. To which the truck driver simply said, maybe they are short of help today. And the hands on the clock kept ticking. A few minutes later, the priest turned to the truck driver and said, maybe they don't want our business. And the truck driver simply turned at him and he said, perhaps they are serving other people at other table. And then they waited some more. The clock continued to run. And finally, the priest looked at the truck driver and said, well, maybe they just don't like us. And the truck driver looked at the priest and he replied, it's nice and cool in here. The AC is nice. I don't mind waiting. So finally, the hurried waitress came and apologized profusely, saying, we're so sorry, the water has been shut off, the dishwasher doesn't work, so it's been backed up, and there's no way we can serve you. To which the truck driver looked at the waitress, he smiled, and then he said, thank you, and he left. The priest, still sitting there, fuming over this ill treatment of himself, and he thought to himself, that truck driver, three times the priest has seeked his compassion for his obnoxious attitude, but the truck driver never did give him that compassion or understanding. The priest said, I don't like that truck driver very much. That evening when the priest came home, prayer, his evening prayers and night prayers, did some self-reflection, realizing that he had been preaching all these years on kindness and patience, and yet the one time that required of him to live it, he failed. Whereas the truck driver, he had no idea whether he was a Christian or not, lived perfectly today's gospel message. Patience and kindness he shown to the priest, to even the waiters. Leave the weeds to grow along with the weeds until it's time for the harvest. What Jesus is trying to tell us is that God is infinitely patient with us. He is merciful and kind to us. He's willing to wait for us in our lazy way to convert, to change. And even if we're slow in changing, God is still waiting for us until that day that we change. Until the day comes when the weeds are all gone from us, thrown into the fire, God will be able to reap that bountiful harvest from each of us. May we be as patient and kind with each other today as God is with us throughout our lifetimes. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit, he was incarnate with the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us make our prayers known to God, for the Spirit intercedes for us, even when we do not know how to pray as we ought.
That the church might be like yeast in the world, leavening the whole batch with the good news of God's love, let us pray to the Lord. That leaders of the world might work together to eliminate hunger and poverty in every nation, let us pray to the Lord. For those among us who struggle with how to pray, that the Spirit will intercede for them and show them the way to God, let us pray to the Lord. For all those who are quick to judge others, that they may learn patience in allowing others to grow and bear fruit, let us pray to the Lord. For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Dora Pettis, Nathaniel Garcia, Yolanda S. Robinson, Dorothy and Barney Olavin, and Juan Manuel Guajardo, let us pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God of goodness, we ask you to hear these our prayers and grant them according to your will. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your praise and
O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, the sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image and sets humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You rule in your name over all you who have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect especially with the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and
glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. The first is that we have the mobile blood mobile outside. If you can give that gift of life by giving your blood, please do so. We'll be here until 2 p.m. this afternoon. And also next week, we have what we call the missionary appeal. Once a year, the diocese will send one group from outside to come in to appeal to us about the missions they're doing outside. And this year, we'll be helping Haiti outreach. And so please be here next week and to hear and also to be able to support and to help them. And thirdly, we have RCIA is starting. If you know or have people in your family who are not yet baptized or need sacraments, First Communion and or confirmation, this is the only way as an adult you can receive the sacrament. So we have registration after masses, and then the first class will be August 10th at 7 p.m. in classroom number 1. And also the last thing is that we do have a bookstores, and it's a very small, but it's right on the side, very efficient. If there's anything you'd like to know about the church that you need, perhaps even candles, rosaries, or the like, or books, just stop by and see what they have. Maybe they can help you. Let us now stand and pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.